All right. Well, next up, we have Outlier doing Hey Alexa.
Burger King hours of operations. Order some more temptations.
And just like in Wendy Wiseman Fisher's song, this one starts too abruptly. Like you need that little fraction of a beat silence before starting the file, or else you get this, where there's no attack on the first note. And in this example, I think you can actually hear a click, which is sloppiness, in this otherwise very well-produced song. It's a good melody, and I'm sure the fakey-sounding vocals are done that way on purpose. I know that's been popular among the kids for a decade or more at this point, so I'm not going to try and litigate it or judge it. I'm not going to be the old man yells at cloud meme for something like this. I'll leave that to other folks. And I kind of think, I'm not sure, but I think that this song is about that thing where when Alexa was new, you know, as a joke, people would ask Alexa for help finding a spot to dump a dead body. And like, if you could get Alexa to help you with good advice on how to do really horrible felonies, that was sort of like a party trick. Anyhow, it's kind of interesting. I liked it good enough.
I mean, I think it's a neat idea for a song getting Alexa to help you get away with a crime. And I think there's like a mix of both robotic and clean voices. And I think that sort of is intended to give you the impression that it's a human-robot collaboration or some kind. But, you know, I'm also going to be the old man who yells at the cloud. Like, I just don't like hard auto-tune. There are some places where I feel like it just sticks out like a sore thumb here. And I can tell that the singer knows what he's doing. I think his voice is great, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of technique, I think, in his singing, but that hard auto-tune is just a hard pass for me. But, like, you know, the song is well done in terms of music. Like, I think in the production, there's some cool, like, EQ filter sweeps and plinky synths and reverb-y pianos. Like, I think it's got a cool sound to it. You know, there are a few places where the multi-tracked vocals aren't especially well in sync. Like, where the, you know, line is phrased slightly differently in one of the doubles. I mean, it's okay for them not to be perfectly time-aligned, but when they get too far apart or the two voices are singing slightly different things, I feel like that's kind of distracting. I think Ryan complained about that on a previous song, but I'm going to complain about that again.
You know, I love a good pop song, and I love a good triplet feel hiding under a 4-4 beat. That was one element I was really into, is like, you've kind of got this floaty in like a piano type sound, and then it comes in with a completely different polyrhythm over that, and I was pretty impressed by that. But narrative wise it feels like the song escalates really suddenly from, hey, what time's Burger King open, to, hey, I did something bad, help me out here. And we don't have any connection between the two other than it's an Amazon Alexa and we're supposed to know that. Like, any intermediary details would have been super helpful here. Like, I'm sure there are more creative ways to do it than just like, hey, what time's Burger King open? You could have definitely asked some questions that led up to us seeing, oh, you've done something bad. Like, yeah. Maybe if it started with the Burger King thing and then went on to have some logistical question like, what's at the corner of X and Y? And who is redacted? I don't know. There are enough missing pieces that I feel like I've been taken out of the world that Outlier's trying to create here.